effort to rowing a boat. If you just row and row and row and do not think while you're rowing of your goal, you might well turn in circles and not really move from the spot. So in the spiritual life of a practitioner, it's not only enough to extend effort into making his or her spiritual practices successful, it's also equally important to have a goal, a satya, in our mind. This is really almost the conclusion of the Japa retreat. We will have one more morning class tomorrow morning, but then we will pack and start to leave. But we should not leave this wonderful experience, this deep and moving experience, without very clearly establishing a goal in our mind. What do we wish to do and attain in relationship to the Holy Name once we have left the Japa retreat? We always say at the end of retreats, and now comes retreat part two, Drugi Dela. That is the practical application of what you have learned and what you have made as experiences into your daily life. Now, to make this successful, we have a ceremony, an ancient sankalpa, Raksha Bandhana ceremony. Raksha is something like a thread. You can see I have many of them, which you put around the left. Please help me. Nishinga Priya will explain to us about the left and the right side and everything else, how to technically do it. But it's a thread which you put around, and or which is put around your waist for you by the priests as they chant mantras. And while they do this for you, you have to fix your vision, both the external and the internal vision, on the deity, and you have to, in your mind, meditate about what you would like to do. As the raksha is bandhant, as the string is bound around your waist, Lord Ananta Shesha will enter into that thread, and he, who is the expansion of Lord Balaram, the original spiritual master, will protect your sankalpa, that is your intention. Let me give you a few examples of a good intention after a Japa retreat, so that you can have some examples as you think about your own sankalpa. For instance, you might have such a sankalpa. Whatever rounds I chant, I will give my best to make them good rounds. That's a good sankalpa. Another sankalpa would be something related to quantity. Well, I have chanted easily above 32 rounds, above the double amount of rounds. On some days I reached a number of rounds, which is astronomically high for me. So from today onwards, I would like to chant one extra round, which I do. I personally have done this in my life, that I have just a special opportunity or events in my life, I have added one more round. And whenever I chant this round, I remember the event. For instance, a pilgrimage or a meeting with a great personality who taught me essential things in my Krishna consciousness. So you can also make a sankalpa to increase the quantity of your rounds. But maybe you would like to make another sankalpa. Maybe you would like to do something which refers to your life, so that you can make your life highly auspicious for chanting. Maybe from today I will really avoid to engage in useless controversies or conflicts. Or from today on I will really make sure that I read every day something about Krishna, because I noticed when I chant, I really want to establish more of a personal relationship with Krishna. Sankalpas can be as many as there are atoms in this universe. A vast variety of sankalpa. Whatever it is that you feel you honestly and sincerely wish to do, something which you have maybe realized or seen during this japa retreat, please focus on that while our priests are binding the Raksha Bandhana around you. We have Nishinga Priya, who has done all the ceremonies up to now during all the japa retreats. She's very experienced and very well trained and educated and by various really experts in this ceremony, and I've requested her to make everything proper. We couldn't do it earlier because from 6:47 to 7:51 or so, there was a very inauspicious period. Rahu, the planet who spells out all misfortune in our lives, he's something like Saturn, huh? He was on his ascent. We have now waited until he is calmed and he is somewhere so that he cannot create harm to us. So it's over. The bad ceremony, the bad influence is over. And now the Sankalpa ceremony can start in all earnestness. I really wish that you all come forward and participate. And those who are our guests from Split, you can also, without taking the Raksha Bandhana, because we only have Raksha Bandhanas for those who were at the japa retreat, you can make the sankalpa to attend next japa retreat. or anything else you can do. You can mentally think and so on. We will have Kir Bhajan during this time, Ojashvi, and Amala Harinam. Both of you are sweating like anything. I will now request Nishinga Priya to come here where the microphone is and give us a little overview about the ceremony. Please listen very attentively so that you can participate in the ceremony with full understanding and know what this is. It's very nice if you can learn these ancient ceremonies. In Vrindavan Dham, Krishna has a priest called Bhaguri Muni who always does such ceremonies from morning, every day almost. So please listen carefully. I will just put the microphone a little. Please put it so that
Hare Krishna. We are now about to start the Raksha Bandhanam ceremony. And I just want to give you some details of the ceremony, because I've often experienced that after pujas, also in Germany on the Narasimha farm, devotees approached me afterwards and told me, yes, it looked very nice, but what were you actually doing there? Would have been nice to know what you're doing there. And also, it's easier to absorb into the ceremony if you know what's actually going on there. So the first thing I will do is what all of us will do is that we purify ourselves. We will do achman and all the things, then pranayam, different things for purification. Then I will say the sankalpa, but don't get confused now with the sankalpa you will say. This sankalpa is meant, you say it before every ceremony, before every puja, and there you say which puja, which ceremony will take place, who is performing it, for whom it is performed, what is the purpose, where it's going to take to place. Like, you really go into the detail. You start that it's taking place on planet Earth, and then it's going down, you know, to which country. Like, here it's Croatia. And there's one very nice detail. I've asked a friend of mine who's a Sanskrit scholar, what does Croatia actually mean in Sanskrit? Because I've never performed the puja before in Croatia, so it's first time here. And he told me, yes, actually Croatia means the land of the cowherds. So in Sanskrit, you translated Gopal Desh. So I was feeling very happy because I'm worshipping this Krishna Balaram deities, as you know. So I was thinking, oh, how nice, Krishna Balaram, the supreme cowherds are going to the land of the cowherds. So then, afterwards it said, at which time the ceremony is taking place. And there it also starts to go really from the, you know, it starts to give you some details, during the second half of the lifespan of the demigod Brahma, during the aeon of the white boar, the universal rule of Vaivashvata Manu, in the 28th period during the first quarter of the age of Kali, and then it's going down, you know, which season, like we have autumn now, and which date and which time. So this is to make an imprint in the universe that, like, this ceremony and this place has taken place here, and it was for this purpose. So just that you know. Then will come the next thing which will happen is the Vishvakshena Puja. Vishvakshena is the commander-in-chief of the army in Vaikuntha. So he is worshipped to overcome obstacles. I will invoke him into a kocha which is made from holy kusha grass. He will be invoked and installed into this kocha. He will be worshipped with all the 16 upacharas, like he will get clothes and something to eat and a bath and everything. And after the worship, he will be sent away again. He has done his job, so he can go back to Vaikuntha. Then we will have the Punya Vachanam. Punya Vachanam is a ceremony which has several meanings. The first thing is that it is to purify the atmosphere and to invoke auspiciousness. During this ceremony, Satchinarayan Maharaj will give the blessing that this ceremony will be successful. So therefore, for sure, it will be successful. And after this, we will, as you will see us during the ceremony, hold kusha grass onto the coconut. The kusha grass is to transport the mantras from the Brahmanas into the Kumbha. You will see a small Kumbha there. And the Kumbha will be the body of the personality which will be invoked into this Kumbha. And there will be leaves on top that are representing the limbs, and on top is the coconut, that's the head of the personality. And we will invoke Varuna and worship him also with all the articles. Afterwards, send him away. Then the last thing to do is to install the threads. We will invoke Ananta Shesha into the threads, ask him to be present in the threads, and also worship him with all the articles. And then we have six very qualified brahmanas who will bind the thread around your wrist. So I want to request always three matajis and three men to come at one time forward and put their hands in a prayerful position. And for the men, the Raksha Bandhanam will be bound around the right wrist, and for the ladies, around the left. And please bind the thread all at the same time, because I will speak certain mantras during the binding of the thread. And this is the moment also where you have to think on your vow or on your wish, whatever it may be, and pray intensely to the deities. And then this Ananta Shesha, who is residing in this thread, will protect this. Traditionally, it's done for priests when they are about to do a really big puja, which is some days, like an installation of deities. They receive this Raksha Bandhanam so that they are able to perform the puja and that they get the strength. So it's a very powerful process. And yeah, as I said, traditionally it's done for priests, but because of the mercy of Sachinanand Maharaj, today all of you will be able to receive it. So don't take it as a cheap thing. It's a really serious and very powerful ceremony. And one practical question came up. One devotee asked me, what if I have to untie the thread because of my working situation and I cannot run around with the thread? Then it's gone, so to say. The moment you open the tie, the power goes away. Then the best thing to do with this is to put the thread into the river. But you cannot again tie it around your wrist because it has to be done in the ceremony. Yes, one more thing is, before the devotees get their Raksha Bandhanam, Sri Sri Radha Raman and Sri Sri Lakshmi Narasimha will receive their Raksha Bandhanam, not because they will take a vow, but because they will witness your vow. So they are the witnesses of this. And after this ceremony, we will have a second part. We will chant three mantras, which I want to explain later to you. And we will chant together the 108 holy names of Krishna. And our brahmanas will do Pushpanjali while we are chanting these 108 names. We've prepared sheets for you, which we will give later to you. So now we just start. I want to request the six brahmanas.